I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local, and as I promised, Detonator. And hey, just at the nick of time, our man Jules came busting through the door, killing it.
Good job, guys.
You guys are ready to go. Detonator, it's a thing. It's an umlaut. There's an umlaut on your band name, which means that you're officially badass rock and roll royalty.
That's how it works.
Double umlautage.
Oh, my God. Dude.
It's a lot to live up to.
Yeah. That's hardcore.
I'm not going to just have one umlaut.
So before we go any further, let's go around the room. You know, people might know you guys from the Spittin' Cobras. People might have known you from when you were on Loud and Local with Jolene. But let's reintroduce Detonator. And Jules, let's start with you.
Hey,
what do you do for the band?
Hey, I'm Jules. I play guitar in the crazy rock and roll band that is Detonator. Or Detonator.
For the Americans.
Who are you?
thanks. I'm Alex, and I'm the frontman for Detonator.
Yes.
I'm Ben. I play drums.
I'm Jake. I play bass.
Right on, guys. So, yeah, so this was, were you guys all in the Spittin' Cobras together? No. So it was
three quarters of us.
Yeah, everybody except Ben. We had another drummer.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. Yeah, that kind of fell apart through a number of different reasons. And then we spent 5 years looking for another drummer.
Yeah.
And, 5 years later, we find this guy in a garbage pile somewhere.
So what made you guys want to, instead of using the name Spittin' Cobras, which was kind of, an established name, what made you guys decide, screw it, let's just start a new band, new vision, new project? Was there ever a consideration to just continue the Spittin' Cobras, or were you like, let's just start anew?
Yeah, there was a consideration, but it just seemed like it just was better to just start something new,
yeah,
start something fresh with old guys in town and
totally
get it going.
I mean, we played the heck out of those songs. Not that we don't like them or anything, but like, you know, we're writing new stuff. It just seemed kind of like a Spittin' Cobras thing, run its course. Just it's a new band. Let's just, you know,
I think we're all ready for a fresh start. I can
a lot of time had elapsed.
Speak for at least
yeah
the other two guys here.
Ben was definitely ready for a fresh start.
I was. Yeah, I was tired of those Spittin' Cobras guys.
So. Jerks.
But these Detonator guys, these guys are badass. Right on, guys. Well, tell me, so how long has Detonator officially been a project? I know you're going to be debuting some songs here, first recordings, I believe, but you guys have been playing around for a while at least, and tell me a little bit about that. Like, what's the...
good year now,
it's
right?
It's been about, a year or so.
We started playing out.
What year is this, 2019?
Yeah.
I think I auditioned on December 30th, 2017, so...
Oh, okay, what? Really?
That long? Yeah, dude, we barely made 2017.
Yeah, we moved slowly. We're like an iceberg.
Robotic memory.
Yeah, so then we...
What are you, a savant or something?
It took a while before we started playing shows, too. At least a few months of practicing. And we didn't have that many songs. Like, Alex, Jules,
well,
and I...
we still don't have that
many. Yeah, we don't. Yeah. We didn't have enough even to throw a set together, really. And then it was just kind of slow going. I mean, we're all, you know...
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah, quality,
exactly.
Over quantity, yeah, for sure.
But so you're going to be debuting songs from the EP or a full length? Is it going to be, or
it's an almost
somewhere
full
in between?
Length.
Yeah.
It's eight tracks.
It's above average.
It's sort of eight tracks, even though one of the tracks is really the intro to another of the tracks. But
okay,
we thought we'd make it a separate track to make it seem like there was eight tracks.
Yeah, I like it.
But they're relatively long songs. I mean, we're kind of punk rock sort of band, but the songs aren't super short. Like, they're relatively long songs.
They've all got gratuitous guitar solos in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's written in the contract.
I mean, you got umlauts, you got it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So they're going to be playing on Saturday, October 26th, DRI, Intent, Acid Teeth, Disciples of Dissent, Toxic Rain, and this band you're hearing right now, Detonator. It's at El Corazon this coming Saturday. Metal Shop presents the show, and it's going to be a fun one, packed with a lot of local and, of course, DRI, like epic crossover punk thrash band DRI. So you guys pretty stoked to be playing this one?
We've been waiting on this one since February.
I got kind of an interesting story with it because when I was about 22, I saw DRI at that same venue back when it was the Graceland.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, I was like a little kid and kind of fanboying out a little bit with DRI.
You were never really little.
Yeah, right. But I listened to a lot when I was growing up. And I remember after the show, I saw Spike Cassidy at the bar. And we're just kind of talking to him and like asking him all sorts of dumb, like kind of Chris Farley interview type questions and stuff. And he was like really cool about it. And he ended up giving me like some drink tickets and stuff. And like,
remember that one time you wrote Crossover?
It was totally like that. But he was super cool. So I always remember that. Like, you know, that was almost 20 years ago now. So,
and you got to be like, hey, you remember that one time when I hung out with you?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you gave me your drink tickets. It was so
and
awesome.
He weirdly does remember it. It wouldn't be strange.
Like, oh, yeah, you.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember how annoying you were.
I don't remember everything. I only remember you and no one else.
Yeah.
So now give you your drink ticket.
So long story short, that would be kind of cool because it's like the same venue and everything.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you could give him your drink tickets.
Yeah, I'll give him my tickets. Right.
Pay him back.
Yeah.
Right on, man. So again, Detonator is in studio now. We're going to play a few of the songs, three of the songs from their upcoming album that's going to be called Volume 1. I like it, man. So this one is Afterburner. Tell me a little bit about this. You guys can be the cheesy radio DJ, and you guys can intro this one, okay?
Sunday. No, I'm just kidding.
Stacks and Stacks. It's the best song.
This is actually a great song. I don't know.
We just shot a video for this song, actually.
Shot a video.
Yeah,
nice.
we're going to put it out in a couple of weeks' time for this song with with our buddy Jason Blackstate. Hi, Jason. And Coffin's Car Club. Like, we got some buddies who race hot rods. It's all about hot rod racing.
Awesome.
And
hope you like
killer,
it.
Killer fast piece of rock and roll.
All right, we'll be back with more from Detonator. Here is the first song from their record, or at least the first one we're going to be playing. It's Afterburner here on Loud and Local.
Afterburner, a white man rocking fuels me like a Afterburner.
pedal to the metal, baby.
Yeah.
That is awesome. It is Loud and Local here on The Rock, and we're hanging out here with Detonator. That was the band you just heard. That was so much energy. I can't believe you guys are going to have... you guys are going to have a killer set on Saturday. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be there as I do Metal Shop on Saturday nights.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which means that everyone listening...
Can you do it on location?
That would be awesome. I feel like there would be a lot more swears, though.
I mean, this is like isn't this like a big station with a lot of money?
Yeah, we could pay for it. Yeah, let's just pay for all the FCC violations, too. So. Again, yeah, Detonator. So this Saturday, they're going to be playing with DRI, as well as Intent and Acid Teeth and a bunch of other awesome bands, but you got to show up for Detonator. Do you guys know what time you guys are going to be playing around? Or
There's six bands, and I think we're on third.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, something like that. So we're right in the middle, so just get there for doors, and we'll show up and do our thing.
Rock on, yeah. And you guys got some T-shirts, you guys got some hats, you guys got some merch, you guys got any samplers and anything ready, or we got to wait for the album?
It's wait for the record. I'm kind of hard working on just trying to get it all finished up.
Nice, I like that, man.
We're hoping to have... copies of it by New Year's Eve.
Fair enough,
we should do, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's totally doable.
Yeah.
Start the New Year's off right.
I'm not the one doing all the work.
With Volume 1.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you guys, I did prepare this question, and it is a question I like to ask just to kind of get gauge people's, like, you know, their roots, where they came from. Like, what was your interest in music early on, and whether it's embarrassing or not. I want you to admit, sometimes it's even more fun when it's embarrassing, quote unquote. You know, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. If it brings you pleasure, you shouldn't find guilt in it. So,
correct.
Let's go around the room. Let's start with Jules. What was the first album, the first CD, vinyl, whatever, first physical form of music that you purchased on your own that wasn't a gift?
Okay. Well, I was 7, and this is back in the UK. Starsky and Hutch was huge over there, and it's huge over here, right? I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I was a massive, you know, 7-year-old kid, Starsky and Hutch. Couldn't get anything cooler. And David Soul, he was Hutch, the blonde dude. He had a brief singing career.
Yeah.
And as a massive fan of the show, I went and bought the single "Don't Give Up on Us, Baby."
Oh my god!
By David Soul, which is like a ballad. It's totally crap, but I was so excited.
You still have it?
I do not. I wish.
That'd be hilarious.
I'd be hunting down David to get it signed.
Well, it was a 7-inch or a tape?
It was a 7-inch.
7-inch. Nice, yeah, dude.
In like 1978 or something like that.
That's amazing. Yeah. And how about you, man?
Me? Oh, man. First was Dead Milkmen, Big Lizard in My Backyard. And then I actually found that tape at the park close to my house.
Nice.
Like someone dropped it, and I found that. And then...
the Beast Pornography, that's what everybody else finds in the park. Right.
It's behind the bush.
Foldouts
were like stuck together. Yeah.
I feel like everyone from like that era has like a Playboy or a penthouse.
Oh, yeah. I thought for sure that pornographic magazines grew one page at a time in bushes.
Oh, wow.
And then shortly after that, after listening to that one tape over and over again over the course of like 6 months, I met someone else that liked punk rock, and they told me about Black Flag, and I got a nervous breakdown.
Nice. You said you met someone at what?
Oh, like at school.
Oh, okay. I thought you said punk rock. You met someone.
I met somebody that liked punk rock.
Oh, I met someone at punk rock.
Someone else that liked punk rock.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah, turned me on to Black Flag. So.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's a cool couple of albums, man.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Absolutely.
Still own them.
And how about you, Ben?
Yeah, I was 12, and all my friends were listening to like Aerosmith and Criss Cross and all that good stuff. And I used my allowance money or my chore money to get Kill 'Em All and Bleach. I'd heard Metallica. I'd heard everything off the Black album. But I wanted to start out at the beginning to kind of see where they came from. Same with Nirvana. You know, Nevermind was huge. And I wanted to kind of get to the roots so I could work my way back up. And I'm glad I did that.
damn, dude, you're, even at your young age, you're going for like the whole discography thing. Like,
yeah,
that's
well,
awesome.
Dude. Order,
it's a true student, man.
Well, and you're OCD not, you're not a Seattleite either, right? You're,
no,
you're,
no, I'm from Virginia.
Right.
I'm from Dave Grohl country, Springfield, Virginia. So.
Cool, man. Yeah. And did you guys have like a local CD store or where'd you get those from?
Sad to say, I bought them from Best Buy.
Hey, man. I bought my records from Sam Goody when I was a kid. So, you know, it's nothing too cool. You know, you can't, you're a kid. You can get it where you can, you know. So, and how about you, Jake?
Okay, so I was thinking about it. The first thing I can remember, I think I bought it myself when I was a little kid, was I was really into the movie Top Gun.
Yeah.
And I had the Top Gun soundtrack on vinyl record.
Danger Zone.
Yeah, yeah, Danger Zone. And and then I...
Kenny Loggins, man.
Yeah, Kenny Loggins did most, if not all of it.
Dude's
a
genius.
There was a Berlin song on there, too, I think. Take My Breath Away, I think, was Berlin, I believe.
That's a good song.
But, and then I got... But I also... I remember a tape... The first tape I ever got was kind of boring. It was Appetite for Destruction. And then the first CD I ever bought on CD... Because I rebought a lot of stuff later on CD that I had on tape and record. But
yeah.
I was... the first CD was... Blood Sugar Sex Magik from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So, and that totally just influenced your life.
Which I'm not even really a fan of them at all. Like, it does, I don't know why. I don't even know, really know why I bought it at
the
time.
We totally hear it in your bass playing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Play with a pick. And, yeah.
Hit to give it away now.
Yeah.
Flea style.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Please don't do that.
Mother's Milk. Ah, man. So, yes, this is, of course, Detonator. And you know what? I got to reiterate. And just in case you're tuning in, they are going to be playing on Saturday at El Corazon, opening up for the mighty DRI, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, crossover punk metal series royalty, and they're going to be playing at that show. So tickets are available at elcorazonseattle.com. They're going to be playing within the first three bands, so you definitely got to show up early. We're going to be playing three songs from their upcoming record, and before we go any further, though, I've got to ask you, lightning round real quick, for favorite Northwest bands of all time, just a few of your favorites. Jules, let's start with you again.
Soundgarden.
Yes.
Bad Motorfinger was a beauty, a beautiful record.
Absolutely.
Alice in Chains, loved them.
Yep.
Loved them.
Awesome.
I mean, it sounds cliche, but I have to say Nirvana. I mean,
hey, Jake's wearing their shirt. So.
Yeah. It's an original one, too, from when I was a kid.
I mean, if it was,
still kind of fits.
I was when Nirvana broke, like 91, 92, I was a senior in high school.
Perfect
and,
time.
Yeah, and until that moment, you know, no one wanted to talk to me or my friends because we were like the weird kids. And then all of a sudden, thank you, Nirvana. You know,
you were the like, cool kids.
I wouldn't say cool kids, but
they were like, hey, you're on to something.
I definitely wouldn't have gotten laid in high school if it wasn't for Nirvana. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. There you go. That's
we'll leave it at that.
I like it. And how about you, Ben?
For me, it's a toss-up between Alice in Chains and Queensryche, man.
Yes. Chris favorite Queensryche record? What's your favorite?
I love the production on Empire.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for it. The songwriting was so good.
Yep. It's a good one. Do you know that band Ghost? Does their new album remind you at all about that of that album? For some reason it sounds like that to me.
I haven't heard it. I'm not a huge Ghost fan.
Okay.
I know that they're huge. A lot of my friends like them, but I have not gotten into Ghost yet.
Fair enough. Well, this isn't about Ghost. This is about Detonator. So, Jake, what about you, man?
Well, you know, I mean, I like all the like the, you know, a lot of the grunge bands and stuff, but I really like my favorite local bands are probably the Briefs, Zeke, the Spits, and the Super Suckers. Probably would be our Super Suckers. They're a local band, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
kind of from around,
yeah.
But you know they.
We pretty much nailed the entire Pacific Northwest rock scene. Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of the bands. You're a big fan of the bands.
Yeah. I think the Briefs are one of the my favorite Seattle bands for sure. I love going to see those guys play. And yeah, and Zeke. I mean, grew up seeing them all the time.
Yes.
You know, they're kind of having a new resurgence too, which is kind of cool.
Dude, their new album Kills.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I mean, we saw them play. I mean, man, they go balls to the wall still.
Oh,
they're still going strong.
Forced to be reckoned with.
The Spits, I think, still play from time to time.
Yeah,
And they're great. Kind of Ramones meets Devo. If anyone's ever heard them, they're kind of I don't know if that's the best description, if they'd like that or not. But that's kind of
right.
Yeah, it's kind of I don't know. Good stuff
right there.
Good live show. Do crazy stuff. And yeah, anyway, give those guys a shout out.
A lot of shout outs for a lot of rad local bands. We're continuing on here with Detonator. They're going to be playing with DRI on Saturday. This one is called Blood and Glory. And what are we going to say about it? It's a rocker.
Yeah, it's actually it's kind of slow for us.
Okay, never mind.
it's a rocker.
It starts off real slow and gets fast, but it's a rocker for sure. And I guess it's loosely written about Dying at Sea.
Whoa. Big fans of that Discovery Channel show.
Yeah.
It's Loud Local.
Deadliest Catch.
With yes. Detonator.
The Deadliest Catch.
On the Rock.
We'll be right back.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We continue on with Detonator, some rad rock and roll, just like straight up like mix between punk, metal, rock and roll. It's just awesome.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Thank you.
It's just like, I don't know, punk and roll, metal, raging good times. I don't know. What was like,
we're a party band.
That's you got it, man. That's totally, yeah. That's what we are.
Yeah, just, yeah, man, totally. I can obviously hear a little Motorhead influence in totally, there. And
definitely. My wife calls us party rock.
Party rock.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
I like
in
it.
In a dismissive
dude.
Way.
they're just part. This is my husband.
She's kind of a musical elitist.
That's funny. So you guys, of course, playing on Saturday with DRI at Elcor Zone. That's the 26th, alongside Acid Teeth, a bunch of other rad bands. Is of course DRI headlining. You can get tickets at ElcorZoneSeattle.com. But you know, beyond that, what's the story? What are you guys planning on for the year and beyond?
Well, we got this record coming out at some point very soon. It's getting worked on frantically to get it mixed and all ready to go.
And you're the one who's working on it, man.
I am. Yeah, we had a good buddy Alex do the artwork for the cover. It looks great. Dwayne, shout out to Dwayne. Good work, buddy. Dwayne Smith. Nice work. So
DwayneSmith.com.
That's going to come out, and then
you're welcome.
We've got a whole bunch of new material, like kind of very roughly demoed.
Yeah.
So we're going to, you know, keep playing shows and then start working on new stuff so that we can start introducing a whole new element to the set.
That's awesome. So I got to ask you though, Jules, because you do have a studio. Is that something that you book bands at, or is it a personal thing?
I used to do it, not really for a living, but I used to supplement my income with it. You know?
Sure.
But it's
just a personal thing.
It's way much more work than I want to actually put into.
Fair enough.
I'm fine doing it for my own band, but yeah. Not unless someone wants to pay me a lot of money, which no one does.
Is that something you went to school for, or is it all just self-taught?
Self-taught, but I mean, I've been working in music and audio. I mean, I started playing music when I was 3.
Yeah.
And have been involved in every side of it, from live sound to studio sound to playing on stage.
That's crazy.
To AV, all that stuff. So that's kind of my thing.
You're a lifer.
Yeah, I'm finding out now. It's a really bad decision.
It's no 401k in rock and roll.
No, there ain't. No.
I like your just sigh. Like,
it's like, yeah, it was, yes, a good, Kevin. It was a wild ride, but now I'm like, oh my God, I got no savings. What?
Did I say the wrong thing?
Take note, kids. Follow your dreams.
That's right.
How high is this window?
Shoot for the moon, man.
Hey,
shoot for the moon.
I'm still smiling and I'm having a great time playing rock and roll, so it doesn't get any better than that. So.
All right, guys. I'm going to put you on the spot here with a question, but just shoot from the hip. If someone's listening now, they're a younger kid, or if they're just getting started with wanting to start a band, do you guys, you know, you've been in projects over the years. You've done, as you just said, Jules, you've been part of all the different types of, like, whether it's recording the music or doing live audio or playing the music. What would you, any piece of advice you would give to someone who's looking to play out or start a band?
Don't give up, ever. Just keep going for it, no matter what anyone tells you. Don't listen to them. They're garbage. Just keep going for it.
And you know what? Practice before you go to practice. I mean, you know, work on your chops at home. Learn the stuff at home.
Yeah.
Show up to practice or an audition prepared. Broaden your horizons. Learn lots of stuff that a lot of people know.
You know, a great example of that is Ben himself, because we've sent him some, like, rough recordings.
Yeah.
That were, like, programmed drums and stuff like that. And when we came to audition him, I was still setting my guitar rig up, and he started playing one of our songs with Jake playing bass.
That's awesome.
And I knew immediately. I was like, this is the guy. Because he'd done his homework, and he got it down. So,
oh yeah, you knew all the songs
already. We moved here in October of 2017, and you know, I've been following you guys since February before I even moved out here. I saw them post a Craigslist ad,
Very cool.
And I'm sitting there in Virginia like, oh, these guys are – I could email them now, but they're not going to wait around for me. They'll have found a drummer, surely.
No.
Wrong. Charlie Murphy, wrong. You know, a couple weeks after I got there or a couple months, they were still looking. And so I hit up Jules and, man, I threw down time on some studio time at a, you know, like Uber Beats or whatever it was up in Everett. And two Fridays I worked through the songs for 2 hours each time.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, great
way to do the work to get the job.
So, so be prepared. Also, singers, address your microphone.
Yeah,
sound guy beef.
One thing I would say to
don't
people
cut
is
the mic.
Is be cool. Like be cool to people. Don't like you never know. You know, a lot of times you'll be around. You don't know who people are, man. Like and you know, a lot of times you don't. You know, like we for example, like we went on tour with bigger bands and like. We've always gone out of our way, you know, like get our crap off the stage, you know, in time, like defer to people. Don't step on people's toes. Leave people alone. Stay out of their way. Like all that kind of stuff. Like,
Tear down your drum set on stage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, I guess bigger, don't get an ego. Like keep, you know, you see a lot of people that be humble. Like, be cool. Be humble. Like, that's advice I would give to young people. And like, and you'd be surprised how many doors just doing that will open up because you'll meet cool people. You won't rub people the wrong way and, you know, that kind of thing. So that'd be something I would
and
say.
And also, you're going to, meet the same people, you know, that you're going to meet going up. You're going to meet them coming down.
The rock
as well.
Scene. The rock scene is small now.
Be cool.
Like it's not a big scene anymore. I guess we're talking about rock here. I mean, I can't. I guess if I was going to give some young kids advice, I'd say find another music other than rock to play because no one really listens to it.
Do a SoundCloud rock.
But other than that, if you want to do rock, be cool with people around because there ain't that many of them in there anymore. And
I like
you know, you need your allies.
Learn your way around a drum machine.
Yeah.
That's funny. Guys, I'm stoked for you. Moving forward, they're going to be putting out a record, and hopefully I'll have you guys in to debut the rest of the songs once that's ready.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love to. We'd love it.
And catch them this Saturday. Metal Shop presents DRI at Elcor Zone Detonator. Going to be within the first three bands playing on stage, so get your tickets at elcorzoneseattle.com. You guys have any shout-outs and thank yous?
Well, it's all ages, too.
It's all ages
show, so bring your
Spend
kids.
That babysitter money on tickets.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah. Get your kid in the pit for some DRI.
Heck yeah.
Love it. So maybe they can just be – the little kid can be the actual DRI logo, the thrashing guy.
That's right. Yeah, yes. the little skanker.
I like it.
Yeah.
Guys, so any thank yous or shout outs before we continue
I guess
on with
thanks to Dana for getting us on that show. He's always been a good ally of ours, and he runs a great club down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you, Kevin, for having us on. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks to my dog, Basil, whose birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Basil.
Yeah,
I think the most importantly, thanks to the people that like come to our shows and you know, spend their money to pay the door to just come and watch us four retards.
And to rock shows in general, man. You know? Like, just anybody who goes out and still sees live rock music, man, it's sorely needed around here these days. So anybody who does that,
it's
not
for the fans. There's nothing. Yeah. You know, it's all because of the people that come to the shows.
And I want to thank my wife who puts up with my hobby and, you know, deals with my two angelic children when I'm either at rehearsal or
people close to drummers. That's hard. So yeah, like when you got a drummer in the family, that's not an easy thing to deal with.
Right. Yeah. So thanks, Kel. Love you.
Great chocolate chip cookies, by the way.
I like it.
Can I throw it now?
Is it okay?
Really enjoy them.
Right on. Well, we're going to continue on with the last song here to debut. It's The Architect. Anything you guys want to say about this one before we jump into it?
Yes, we have no idea what it's about.
Yeah.
And I won't tell them.
All right. Well, let's just enjoy
I'm just going to keep this between me and myself.
It's a rocker. It's a total out-and-out rocker.
Sounds good. Let's just not read into it. Let's let the music speak for itself. It's Detonator. Catch them on Saturday with DRI. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.